Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is finally Friday. It's April 12th, which means on Monday you better have your taxes ready.
Oh, yeah.
Or file an extension.
Yeah. You know, my mom did mine.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that shit.
Oh, the hell. Yeah, an extension. Just sign a form and send it.
No, she did my taxes.
Cool.
Yeah, I just sent her my stuff and I said, can you do this for me, mom?
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. You see, so you have a mom that cares.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, the big news is I got to go to dinner with my daughter last night.
Oh.
This is after a year we didn't see each other. You got to understand.
I could never go a year without seeing my dad.
Well, I know, but she was mad. Now she doesn't even remember why she was mad. I told her, I said, you see, that's why people waste years.
Yeah.
Not speaking to each other for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But apparently it helped that I kept making the move, you know?
Right.
And finally she succumbed to it.
Where did you guys go?
We had some sushi and talked. And so apparently my son also told her, she says, don't tell him I told you that he said this to me. But he said, if dad reaches out again, I will probably talk to him.
Aww.
So that's good, right?
Yeah.
So I think I'm starting to make some progress with these a-holes. That's how I felt about them lately.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
but
you have to. Life's too short. Like, you could die of a heart attack tomorrow.
Right.
Honestly.
You know? And it just wasn't nice when I reached out.
You hear
out
about
to
that comedian that just died on stage?
No, when?
Yeah. He was, like, in the middle of his act, and they thought it was part of his act because he, like, sat in his chair, and he was just sitting there, and he was dead.
Wow.
Yeah. I forget his name. Oh, I feel
Is
like
Is he
I have.
Famous?
Famous enough to be on like the Shade Room, but I've never heard of him before.
Yeah, the Shade Room? What's that?
It's like a blog site that has millions of followers. You've never heard of the Shade Room?
No.
I know his first name was Ian, but I don't remember his last name.
Okay, well, it'll probably come up in the news soon.
Yeah. Horrible.
That sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you never know where you're going to die, you know?
I know. Let's not talk about that today. It's Friday. I'm not thinking about death.
You don't want to think about death.
Nope, not doing it.
Okay, cool.
Not going to do it today.
You should be happy you're in Western society where they don't think about death a lot. We prefer life, you know?
Right.
There's places in the world that prefer death, you know? And that's what they're all about.
What do you mean prefer death?
Well, we'll get into that, but...
no, let's not get into it, actually. Okay. Let's not.
No, I meant some other time, maybe. But,
yeah, maybe.
No, there's just some religions that believe in death, you know? And cultures that that celebrate death rather than life.
Yeah. I mean, that's weird.
It is. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it afterwards. We're not going to get political today.
Mm-mm.
Like we don't every day. And we try to make a point not to get political here because I've had it with politics on the show.
Yeah.
And enough people talk politics out there, and I talk enough politics outside of here, so it's enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're here to have fun. To just shoot the shit, man. So in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by our guest. We have a special guest in the studio. We've had guests all week. And we have more guests every day for the next 2 weeks.
I mean, that's so good, right?
I know, but we had like a dry season there where, you know, right after the holidays, we didn't have anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but whatever, right? It all works for us.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to bring up a couple things. And first of all is, I don't know if you've heard of it, probably not, because nobody cares. But Israel actually crashed a spacecraft on the moon. In other words, they managed to get to the moon and then it crashed when it was landing.
Were people
right?
on it?
No.
Oh, okay,
it's unmanned.
Good. Okay.
But it was a big disappointment. But at the same time, it's a big freaking deal, Danny. You have to understand, Israel is such a small, insignificant place on the globe.
I wouldn't say insignificant.
Well, no, not in its influence, but in its size.
Yeah.
You're not that into the globe,
no.
So you don't
nope.
know what the hell I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, not a
right?
clue. Not
think,
a clue.
Think the size of New Jersey or something. Okay.
Don't know how big New Jersey is, but sure.
Let's put it this way. It's a lot smaller than America.
Okay.
A lot smaller.
Gotcha.
So anyway, but so that's that. But I think it's a big, major accomplishment, and I'm proud. So anyway, let's I just wanted to I guess we should cover the weekend real quick.
Oh, what I'm doing?
What I'm doing actually.
Oh, okay.
Why do you think
we
want to talk about you?
It's always about me.
Well, you're right. That's what I was asking. So go ahead.
No, I'm not doing shit this weekend.
I don't, neither am I.
I have tomorrow off and I'm literally waking up, going to the gym, going to Redbox. Getting back in bed.
Really?
That's my Saturday.
Why? But it's going to be beautiful outside.
I don't care. I feel like I haven't slept in like 3 weeks.
That's true, right?
Yeah. I've been taking way too much Adderall, to be honest with you.
Well, maybe that's what makes you like unable to sleep, no?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I only have like half a pill left and it's not mine. So once that's done, I should be good.
Yeah.
I took one yesterday with tequila while I was at work.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing? But I was so tired because I got wasted on... Did I tell you about this?
No.
Oh my God. I went to an event on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And I think I might have been drugged. Because all I had before I left was a glass of red wine. And I promised myself I don't want to get drunk because I want to come home, film a YouTube video.
Right.
You know,
uh-huh.
I want to get shit done when I get home. So me and my girlfriend, we're going to go there and then go to our first drag show because I wanted to YouTube about going to a drag show because I've never been. So we get to the event like an idiot. I switched it from red wine to tequila.
Uh-huh.
Why, I don't know, because there was definitely red wine there. But I was like, yeah, let me get the Don Julio and orange juice.
Yeah.
And then before I know it, I was like, I felt like I was not okay.
Wow.
In the middle of the event, I looked at my girlfriend. I go, we got to go. Like, it was bad.
Really?
I sat in my shower for 4 hours with the water running. 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah.
Are you serious? 4 hours of water.
Yeah. Did you see what I looked like when I came in here on Thursday? I was not okay. And we had a guest. I was like, oh, please. Everybody shut up. It was bad.
Okay,
so I just want to, I think I want to like not drink until my birthday, even though I drank last night. So
yeah. And no Adderall anymore. I mean, what is this? Like, it takes a genius to think you can't sleep because you're taking Adderall. I mean, come
on. I've been sleeping like a baby.
The but past you said two you nights. Haven't.
No, I switched. I put my dream catcher above my bed instead of on my bathroom door, and I've been sleeping through the night.
It's catching your dreams.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I really think it works, though, because my girlfriend was like, put this above your bed. I haven't had one nightmare since.
Whoa.
And I was having nightmares like every
night.
Well,
there you go. You know, even if it's psychological, if it works, it's working.
It's probably psychological.
Exactly.
But I'm a psycho. So.
She is not a psycho. She's just psychologically funny.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably like a 5.
But you're not a psycho. I mean,
no, like I'm crazy for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely like a 5, which I think 5 is pretty normal. If I was an 8, we should be worried.
Yeah.
I know girls that are like a level 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Bitches with a major B, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's bring in our guest right now. And we're joined by Mr. Zeke Zelker, right? Am I saying it correctly?
That's correct.
Awesome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. He got here really early, like at 6:30 in the morning.
No, you didn't.
I did. My assistant didn't put it in Pacific time, so it actually switched back to 6:45.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
She gave him like Eastern time.
Wait, so what did you do? Wait, where are you from? Was it a far drive?
No. We're staying in Hollywood, and so you know, took a lift here this morning, and I've been roaming the streets of Sherman Oaks.
Oh my God! You should have gone to like Starbucks and just sat there.
I didn't even know where there was one. So
literally right there.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
No,
I went the wrong direction.
Yeah,
which is typical of me sometimes.
Mm. Well, there is GPS and Yelp and all that stuff. You know, you don't use that on your phone.
You can literally type in food, and it'll. Show you.
Yeah,
I'm old school.
Well, you won't be old school for long until when we're done with you. You can't live like this. It just shows you how ignorant we were before the phones.
Mm.
Because, like, you wouldn't know where to go have coffee. Now I just pull out my phone in 2 seconds. I have all the coffee places in the world.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we could function before that.
Even like directions and maps. Like I don't know how people used to do that back in the day. Just like read the piece of paper. Yep.
No, there was like maps and books.
Have you seen the movie Hills Have Eyes?
Yes.
Oh,
what
my.
About it?
You've seen it?
Yeah, it's a long
time. I'm highly impressed. He doesn't watch any movies.
But
they were using maps. I was like, what?
That's why
all of you just died, because you used a map.
Yeah. Well, I had to keep walking this morning. That's one reason why, too. Like, I just wanted to explore.
But like, what did you just walk the streets of Sherman
Oaks?
Well,
no, I had coffee at one place and I had breakfast at another place.
Oh, so
and,
you found some spots. Yeah. Okay.
And
yeah.
It's cool to walk around early in the morning in a new place.
Not really.
So you're visiting us, right?
I am.
Where you, where did you fly in from?
Our home base is in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, Allentown. Mm. That's a song by Billy Joel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I hate that song.
I don't know that. I don't know that song.
Me too.
With a passion.
I like some of his songs, but not Allentown.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you think is he from there too?
No, he's I think he's from Long Island, of all things.
I think so too. Yeah. Well, at least now he lives there, but I don't know where he came from originally. You know,
yeah, I don't know. But it's funny because he even says that he's not singing about Allentown. He's singing about Levittown, which is, I think, in off of Long Island or so forth.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. He just destroyed the reputation of my hometown.
Right? Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah.
I've never heard the song, so I have no
clue. Oh, really?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not a clue. Sing it to you?
No.
Anything that happened before she was born doesn't exist.
Yeah. Ah, gotcha. Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
No history.
Wait, who's it by? Who sings it?
Billy Joel. You don't know who Billy Joel is? No.
Give me a popular song that would I would.
Well,
know.
You wouldn't know any
Uptown
of them.
Girl.
Okay, yeah, I know that song.
Do you?
Kind of, I think.
Piano Man.
Oh, Piano Man. Yeah, I hate that song. Like I literally hate it.
I love you just the way you are. That was his first hit. You know.
No clue.
No.
No. Yeah. I think I've definitely heard Uptown Girl, though. I think that's been in a few movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'll play that for you because Uptown Girl is a really... Well, the video... No, just like a bit of
Christy
it.
Christy Brinkley, right?
Christy Brinkley was in the movie, and then he married her, right? Right after this or something. It's a video, so let me move it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, turn this shit off.
I mean, if I was in a good mood, I would probably like sing and dance to this when I was out. It all depends.
Yeah,
I'm not that picky. I just hate Piano Man. That song is so trash to me.
Yeah,
right? I just hate it. I literally hate it.
Yeah, yeah. With us also sits a gentleman named Ryan. Just get to the mic for just a moment, Ryan.
Hello.
Thank you. So you see now you see what it's like to sit back and not be able to talk when other people are talking?
Yeah.
Okay, so will you stay on the microphone with
us? Right
you
here.
Don't have to okay. You don't have to talk as much because Zeke, it is about Zeke today. But
how do you guys know each other?
We work together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yes. You live in Pennsylvania too?
Yes, we've been working on Billboard I've been working on it for 3 years.
What's Billboard?
That's the movie. We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I've worked on it for 10.
10
yeah.
years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
So yeah. So you guys met how? How did you guys meet exactly?
I basically started working with Zeke right when we was about to start production.
Yeah.
Which was like 2016, that summer. Uh-huh. I graduated college and then started working on
how old are you?
It. 25.
Oh, you're a baby.
Yeah. Except I know. Except I've danced to Uptown Girl. Big time. Yeah, so I've been working with 3 years, and Zeke's been on this beast for, a decade now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, we're going to cover all that. Don't worry about it. But I wanted to just bring Ryan into the conversation
because
I see he's jumping out of his chair trying to at least to comment on what we're saying, and he can't talk because he chose not to. But in this show, if you're in the studio, you talk.
Yeah.
Okay?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There you go. We can't ignore you. You're a human being and more than that, obviously. But back to Zeke. We're talking to Zeke Zelker. You're a filmmaker, Zeke. And you made a film called Billboard.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the movie.
Sure. So it actually screens this evening at Arena Cine Lounge. Eric Roberts and Heather Matarazzo will be present, so it should be a good time.
Uh-huh.
But Billboard is about a gentleman named Mackenzie Lindy Weiler who inherits a radio station from his father. And he doesn't know the first thing about radio and he decides to, he has to pull it out of the ratings basement. So he decides to host a contest, which he decides is a Billboard City contest where four people live in a billboard to win a mobile home and $960,000. So it's a story about like, kind of like this spectacle, but really it's about entrepreneurism and a matter of like, you know, struggling to succeed in our society today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because there's a lot of people that, you know, it's like, you know, it's an underdog story and a lot of people like, that are entrepreneurs kind of understand the plight that Casey's in, you know, just really trying to fight to make it.
Right.
And so it's a pretty, it's obviously it's a drama. But then also too is what we did is we actually created a radio station, WTYT 960.
Really?
For the project, where there's over 1,000 bands from all over the world on it. And then we're telling a story in two different ways. So we have the feature film that focuses on the radio station, and then we have a web series that focuses on the four people living on the billboard. So we're telling two points of view of the same story.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
That's
so
a lot of work.
I remember something like that in L.A. Did they do this in L.A. too? Like a long time ago. I remember on Sunset Boulevard, there were people that actually lived on the billboard for a few days.
I don't know that.
Really?
So this project is loosely inspired by a billboard sitting contest I remember from a kid.
I see. So it was in your town.
Yeah.
So how does that work? You just have to, like, who stays up the longest?
Yeah, and they stayed there for, like, eons.
Really?
In the original contest, I think they were
like
up there.
Like months?
Can you, like, go down? Like, how do you use the potty?
The potty's up there with you.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
You can't shower, brush your teeth, nothing?
Unless you have water to do it.
Yeah, and what do you mean the potty's up there with you? Who cleans up all the shit and stuff? I mean, what is that?
You send it down.
You send it down? You probably just sit over the edge and just take a shit, you know?
There's a good scene in the film.
That's nasty. That's really gross.
What's the scene, man?
I said it's a good scene, something similar to that.
Really?
I think the Super Bowl just did something like that, right?
It was the NCAA football championship.
And whoever stayed up the longest got, like, tickets or something to the game or some shit, right?
Something like that, yeah. But it was, they almost, like, lived in a hotel room, really. It wasn't really
bad. It's for filming purposes. Okay, you guys can come down now.
Now, tell me something, Zeke. When did that happen?
The contest that it's inspired by happened in 82, but the film is present day.
I see. Okay. So this is happening now, but the event was in 82.
Correct.
You see, there was something before you were born.
Mm.
He just brought it to the present, so now you can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Otherwise, she's like, what planet is this in the 80s?
I was born in the 80s.
You missed an amazing decade. The 80s.
Well, I was born
really
in 88.
Okay, but that
doesn't
count. Really live that.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You can live it through movies and stuff.
I love 80s movies. They're my fave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is present day. What attracted you to this? I mean, obviously it happened. Did it leave a mark on you?
It did. You know, we'd drive by this and, like, wonder what the guys were doing. But I was always more interested in what was happening behind the scenes at the radio station than it was the guys living up on the billboard. And I think part of that has to do with my family started an amusement park.
Uh-huh.
So as a kid, I was pretty much, like, raised in an amusement park. So I was always more interested in what's going on behind the facades. And, you know, creating a spectacle, not being a part of it.
Right.
And so I think that's one reason why, you know, the film, you know, gravitated towards, you know, telling the story of the behind the scenes instead of the actual spectacle.
Right.
Did you write it?
Yeah, I wrote, directed, produced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very cool. Now, so did you make the behind the scene part also similar to the real thing?
No. I don't really know much about the original one. In fact, it's funny because we did a Q&A. At a screening last week, and one of the gentlemen that was actually up on the billboard, the original contest, showed up at the Q&A, and I brought him down and give his 2 cents and everything else. And it was funny because he said, like, thank God it wasn't the actual story, because he got arrested for selling marijuana off the billboard.
That'd be a good storyline, though.
How dumb can you be, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's like you call your dealer. Yeah, come up on the fucking billboard.
Just climb this ladder real quick. Don't forget my $20.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the whole world will see you climbing the ladder to come and get it. Like,
leaving with a Ziploc baggie. Yeah. That's funny.
The things people do.
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
So you guys are in LA because it's premiering?
Correct.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Very nice.
And the premiere's tonight?
Yep, at the Arena Cine Lounge off of Sunset in Hollywood.
Oh. Wow. And this is a full feature, right?
It is, yep.
How long is it?
It is 90 minutes.
90 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That takes a while. I mean, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work,
right?
It's funny because, like, I produced a number of films prior to this, but I've never taken on this type of storytelling apparatus. And so, like, it just took a long time to get everything together.
Isn't your first movie?
No. Oh. And so it just took a long time because how I wanted to tell the story was very specific. And I wanted to do, so people call this transmedia. I've gotten away from that term. Mm-hmm. I call it a cine experience because we do live events. Like after the screening, there's going to be a gig at the hotel cafe with one of the bands from the radio station. So it's kind of like an immersion experience where we do things like on screen, but then we also take them in real world.
Right, right, right. That's cool.
Very cool, man. So have you had the idea since then or did it just come to you?
No, it actually happened even earlier than that.
Really?
About 20 years ago, I was sitting around with one of my buddies just talking about crazy things that happened in the Valley that could be interesting films, and this is one that came up.
Wow.
20 fucking years ago?
Yeah. I started writing it shortly after that, but I didn't even
Why did it take so long, you think?
Well, what I ended up creating, I've been working on full-time for 10 years.
Right.
But it took that long was because there's so much story.
Right.
Because it takes place over, a significant period of time, and also to feel the struggle of these characters, you need to be able to show it.
Right.
And so you have to like kind of play with script and everything else. And because how I want to tell the story, we were very, very ahead of the curve in terms of all the different media that we were creating to tell the story.
Right.
And so we had to develop a lot of things as well along the way.
Right.
But the script even changed in post-production where we ended up shooting about 40% of the film with three people,
Wow.
So yeah. Yeah.
And where does it take place?
It takes place in Allentown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Were they up there when it was snowing or?
Oh yeah.
Oh hell no.
Yeah. We shot a couple really intense scenes in a blizzard, which is pretty wild.
Really?
Yeah.
It was an actual blizzard while you were filming?
Oh yeah. We didn't have painted cornflakes.
No CG or anything.
Yeah, no, it was actual real snow.
Yeah, I always laugh in the Hallmark Lifetime movies when it's like snowing. I'm like, that is so fake.
Yeah.
You guys are literally in the middle of Los Angeles right now. Stop. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, people don't realize that the time that film takes.
Mm.
You know, oftentimes, like in Hollywood and things, they'll create something, but their press won't really start until the film is pretty much in the can. So it makes people think that this thing happened so fast.
Right.
And which is not the case. It generally takes, I think, for indie films, it's about 7 years, and like more Hollywood films that have all the budget behind them is generally like at least three.
Really?
So
yeah, because if you think about it, like when like Dark Knight and stuff was out, it was like 2-3 years in between each movie. Like it's a long stretch of time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's also because there's a lot of CGI, a lot of special effects, and computer graphics, and that takes a long time.
Like John Wick,
the actual shoot is.
It's been like 3 years since the John Wick 2 came out.
Yeah.
And then it's finally coming out this summer.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's the summer, right?
I don't know.
You guys aren't fans of that movie? Like, no one loves that movie.
You should be the one to know.
I know. I'm pretty sure it's in June or July. I'm like literally counting down. I'm like, you guys have been waiting make us wait for years for this. Right.
What's been your most highly anticipated movie besides John Wick?
See, that's tough for me because I watch everything. Literally everything. It takes me a while. Like, it took me a while to watch A Star Is Born. But, like, that was one of those movies I shut off and I cried for like 15 minutes in my kitchen when I was cooking after I watched it.
What made you cry?
What do you mean? What made me cry?
What made you cry about the film?
Oh, because I don't handle death well. So okay. I was just like thinking about like, what if that was someone I love? Like, imagine like seeing your husband and he like says the exact same thing he first said to you when you fell in love and that's it. You didn't make love to him, nothing. He's just gone.
Yeah.
So I thought about that for like 15 minutes and I was weeping. And I was like, all right, get my shit together.
Yeah.
But that's a good movie when that happens.
It is emotional. You know? I mean, you don't expect it. Then
I wouldn't watch a movie that I cried to twice though.
Really?
No, except for The Notebook.
You don't like the feeling.
What's a fascination with women and The Notebook?
I think it's because everyone wants love like that, and it just doesn't exist.
Mm.
Or at least I haven't experienced it.
Yeah, like fantasy.
Yeah, like somebody loving you that much.
I love my wife that much.
That's good. See, but how long have you guys been together?
10 years.
Okay.
Wow, you must be really happy.
Oh, I am. No, my wife is amazing. She really is. I married a woman with three girls.
Really?
Yeah, so I married four women.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, sure did.
And so they're awesome. Like and we're very active in their lives and everything else. We have a pretty tight family and my wife is a photographer.
Uh-huh.
An amazing photographer at that. And I'm very, very fortunate. We work at it, mind you. We respect each other, we give each other space and so forth and I wouldn't be anywhere without her.
Wow, that's cool, man. You see, there you go. You don't mind the baggage and stuff that comes with it.
No, hell no.
If you love the person,
No.
Really?
And things too, it's just a matter of being active and being aware.
Right.
Because a lot of people like, I mean, mind you, like, I think sometimes my wife thinks I'm unaware because this project's eaten up so much of my time.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, my girls have only known me working on this project.
Yeah.
Think about how crazy that's gonna be. It's funny because I've talked to them all individually about it. Yeah. And they're like, what are you going to do after?
Yeah, right.
Well, what are you going to do after?
Well, I'm already thinking about my next project. But I have to take a bit of a break because it's been exhausting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, gestating this thing for 10 years, my God. You know, it's a long time.
Yeah. But it's interesting just because, like, you know, with kids today, it's just fascinating about what they know and what they're exposed to. And like when we were kids, we had so much freedom. So much freedom.
Right.
We were able to go anywhere, everything else. And now there's not as much freedom, but they're exposed to so much more. It's a really weird thing.
It really is, you know. Yeah. So it results in them living a virtual world, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. They don't get to touch or experience anything. It's all like, you know, in graphics on screens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know. That's one thing that's bothering me a lot. That's why I don't watch the Black Mirror, because it's all about that, you know. And that's how I see the near future, pretty bleak.
Yeah.
And it's not because I want to, but you've seen what is happening, you know? I mean, but who knows? Anyway, Ryan, where did you go to school?
I went to a school called Baldwin Wallace, actually, in Cleveland.
In Cleveland?
Yeah, it's about 20 minutes south of Cleveland. I played basketball there.
I was going to say, you got the height of a ball player for sure.
Yes, I got some good genes in me.
How tall are you?
6'6".
Oh, damn. Okay, yeah.
So
it's been lovely. I mean, I started working with Zeke, like I said, right after I graduated, and started working on the producing end. I went to school for international business and marketing in Arabic, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So, shway, shway.
Shway, shway. That means slowly, right? Very slowly, right?
Shway, shway.
Yeah. See, I know, because coming from Israel, you hear some Arabic. Mm. And my mom is from Iraq, you know, so she speaks fluent Arabic, you know, so.
Right.
Go ahead.
So, well, what I really love about Billboard, and it's so I had this idea that if I worked with movies, I would come to LA and go to like sweet pool parties and like meet hot chicks. That was my motivation.
Yeah. Right.
For doing
and are
it.
You?
No.
No.
It's way
Wait,
different.
Do you live here?
No, we just came.
So you're like on a mini vacay too.
Yeah.
So you did
this
you
is
have
not
you,
a vacation.
Have you do you think you'll ever move to LA?
I don't know. I would love to.
Yeah, that's his dream. I mean, well, if it's your dream, then do it.
Exactly.
Just don't get distracted with the pool parties and hot chicks, my friend.
See, that's what I was getting at. So my whole mind has done this, like, you know, 180 on what is considered like fulfillment in work.
Yo, if you walked anywhere in Los Angeles because of your height, everyone's already going to assume you're in the NBA. So it's just the girls will just throw it at you.
I'm a player. Yeah. I got
literally throw it at you. Like I've like literally have friends that are really tall, and anytime I go out with them, people just assume that they're athletes. I'm like, these bitches are so dumb. Yeah. Like you're dumb.
Yeah.
See, I love playing that game, so don't tell me. Yo, seriously.
They're like, what team are you on? You make something up.
Yeah, I'll be on any team. What do you want? No. But no, what I'm saying is just Zeke has really taught me and through this story. So like I joke with my friends that like I'm living in a parallel universe because this story is about the struggle to succeed in like a media crazed America.
Right.
And it really shows you like what you can value your time doing, right?
Right?
So like doing something hard is something that Zeke has always preached. Like do something hard, do something that sucks.
Right.
And it's going to be fulfilling because not only are you working for a bigger purpose, you're helping people, you're getting people to understand what it is to embrace the struggle and work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I've gotten out of this film and out of the process of making the film and all the things that have come along with it. So.
Right.
This 3-year journey has been excruciatingly long, and my before and after pictures have got to be insane. I've gone through like I've had my hair.
I was
to, like,
literally just about to say you should have long hair.
Oh,
you got
I'll
the face for
ID.
Long hair.
Yeah.
Why'd you fucking cut it?
Because I had to get my shit together.
No, girls love long hair. I
and
always
that,
say
I
this.
Be careful.
Yeah.
So
the man bun is still in. Let me tell you, if it's real, the guys with the clip-on man buns, I'm like, dude.
Yeah. Please tell me this not exactly.
No, it does. Yeah. Some guy in the restaurant last night actually had a clip-in. Like you could literally see the clip.
Kidding?
I'm like, dude, 40? You were a tool bag. Like a tool bag.
So tell me, Where the hell did fanny packs come back into play?
I wear fanny packs sometimes. But I wear it like around.
I never wore one.
We're seeing guys like really? Wearing fanny packs.
No, I don't.
I'm just like, I'm like, what the hell's up with
I think
that?
It's cute when the girls are wearing it.
Yeah.
I don't really like when
LA,
the guys
man. It's LA. But, you know, people don't walk here, so maybe.
Oh, we've been walking a lot.
Well, not the people that live here. We all drive.
What do you mean you're walking a lot? Are you staying in Hollywood?
We are, but we walk everywhere.
Yeah, why? That's cool, yeah. Because they're tourists. I mean, you don't want to drive. You want to experience the place.
How long have you guys been here?
Since Tuesday.
Okay, so nice little trip. And you leave, what, Sunday?
Sunday night, yeah.
Oh, Sunday night. Red eye? You're taking that red eye home?
We are.
So there's going to be, like, at the screening, you're going to have Q&A and everything afterwards?
Yeah, there's also going to be another one on Sunday with Heather as well, Heather Narazzo.
Okay, yeah. Who's Heather?
She is one of the actresses in the film. She was in the movie Welcome to the Dollhouse and Princess Diaries.
Welcome to the Dollhouse. Wait. Which I think I saw that. That's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
And did she like? Did someone on that set like fall through glass and like sue or something like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
They got kidnapped, right?
No, definitely.
This is
like a 90s movie. Oh. Yeah, she was really young, but she's been in Hostel Part 2, Devil's Advocate.
Yeah. Well, we don't need to drop names. She's probably pretty good. So.
Yeah, sounds like she's got a good IMDb, whatever it's called.
She's amazing in Billboard.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you got her, so you felt she was good for the part.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we cast the film because it's about a radio station, an independent radio station. I wanted to cast it with people that like had really good indie street cred. So we have, you know, Leo Fitzpatrick, who was in Kids, you know, John Robinson, who is the lead. He was in Lords of Dogtown and Elephant. And then Eric Roberts plays.
What is that?
That's Gus Van Sant's film, Won the Palme d'Or, about Columbine.
Oh, I saw that. That movie actually fucked me up for like a couple months. I watched it and I like literally, like, it gave me like nightmares.
Really?
It was a really good perspective on the movie.
And
like, it was
quiet.
Filmed really well,
it's
but
really
it's
quiet.
Really, like, it's like. Gave me chills. I'll never forget it. As soon as you said that, I go, I've seen that movie.
Yeah, he was the blonde in that. He was the lead.
Yeah.
He got picked out of like over 3,000 kids.
Yeah, and he did a great job.
Yeah. And
that movie was wild.
Yeah. And so we're really excited about, you know, the cast that we have and everything else. And so it feels very authentic. Thank
and
God.
Our corporate radio, corporate radio guy, Mr. Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts,
Yeah. So, wow, there's so much to talk about. So I wanted to ask you about, so you really approach it from the point of view of like, how can we stand out in all this sea of media and messages that people get and stuff? That's what I'm hearing from you is like, how can we be different? How can we stand out? How can we get attention to ourselves?
You
right?
Streak.
Yes.
You just go streaking.
Yeah, right? Well, that's
I've
one
never
way
been
to
streaking.
Do it. That's one
never,
way to
never,
do it.
You never, what would it be? Streaked?
Streaking. Like, it's like when you run through the streets, right?
Naked.
And I've never skinny dipped either.
Yeah. Good. I haven't either done either of this.
I've
and I'll be
done
just
them
fine.
All.
I'll be just fine if I go to my grave not having done either of these.
Yeah, same. I think I'm good.
Quite liberating.
So that's cool. So you
don't be doing that in any of the parties in LA.
Yeah,
get kicked out real quick.
Yeah,
actually, probably not. Honestly,
I would say no.
You had to think about really from an entrepreneur's point of view.
Oh, absolutely.
With marketing, understanding marketing and everything.
Yeah.
So can people watch this in theaters?
Yeah, the film comes out. It's on the East Coast, it's screening, and so tonight it starts screening in L.A., and then we're going around the country with it, you know, market to market.
Are you guys flying out to promote, too?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What countries are you going to?
You said countries?
Yeah.
We actually are going to be at Cannes at the market, and then we're doing international sales
there. Wow, yeah, I heard that's a...
Yeah,
did we just have someone else
going
there?
Going to
Cannes,
yeah, the other day.
Yeah.
But that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Are you going to go too, Ryan?
I sure as hell hope so. Yeah.
Listen, hoping and wishing is not a plan. Yeah. Okay, you got to say, I'm going.
Yeah, say, I'm going. Speak it into existence. Right, he's like, he's not going. Yeah.
let them sort it out themselves. Wow. The whole thing, the owner of the station, right? Was this his idea Or was it one of the people that worked with him?
It was his idea. Station? It was his idea. So his father owned a billboard, and all the employees really didn't even know it. And so he kind of comes up with this idea of putting, you know, four people on a billboard to win a mobile home at $960,000.
Yeah.
And so it's just a matter of like kind of like how wacky radio contests, which you don't hear about much anymore at all.
No.
So it's because like no one listens and to the radio anymore.
Litigious. And people don't really listen to AM and FM that
much.
I gotta say though,
but I think that there's got to be a resurgence of radio, because I really feel like it brings together a sense of community.
It does.
Mm. You know, and like the old jocks and everything else, and I've been on quite a few radio shows and stuff, and it's one thing that is interesting is because like you hear people call in, they ask you questions.
Right, but there's not that many shows like that anymore.
No,
it's more
not.
Like
it's like
music,
all
music and
what's
stuff.
It called? Syria? But
Sirius?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Why can't I think of what it's called?
More
like,
coffee.
Yeah, exactly. More coffee, more energy drinks. I've already had two energy drinks in that, and it's not working.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah. But that's in talk radio. You're talking about music radio, right?
Mm-hmm. No, they
that
have
brings
music.
Community and stuff. No, I know. But what I'm saying is that people don't listen to radio for music anymore.
That's
the bottom line.
Yeah.
So they don't tune in.
It's the commercials and stuff. Because you can like easily just skip over that, download Apple Music, and it's like you can
exactly.
just hit shuffle.
You have Spotify or Apple Music or whatever.
Right.
And I haven't listened to a radio station. I even have SiriusXM, but I only listen to Howard Stern.
Right.
I don't listen to any of the music stations there because I'd rather listen to my music to the way I set up the playlist, you know?
Right.
And it does happen, but you're right. It doesn't happen much anymore. It used to be every radio station had all kinds of contests and games and send you to Hawaii with, I remember with Hawaiian tan, whatever they called it. And
you mean the tanning lotion?
Yeah, it's
called Hawaiian tanning.
Hawaiian Tropic.
Yeah, it's Hawaiian Tropic. Yeah. That stuff is really it works really well.
Really, but it used to be like oil, and it would like fry your
skin.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. I love it. It's great.
It's totally not healthy.
Us budget conscious people just use Crisco.
Yeah, right.
Oh God, that's horrible.
Yeah, let's fry our ass.
I burn too, and I'm half black. But sometimes I'll get like really bad burns. It's so weird.
Oh wow.
Really?
Yeah, but I was looking at my legs today. I'm like, holy shit, I need to hit the beach.
Yeah,
I am pale.
Well, hit the beach then.
I don't have time.
The weekend, you do. You'd rather watch TV.
I know.
So you literally watch movies on DVD.
Still, yeah.
That's fascinating.
Well,
I'm like
what?
The only person that still goes to Redbox.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. Until recently, I also did for a while because, first of all, you get to keep the package. You have it like physically. It's not just virtual.
Oh, he buys Sydney. Them. I don't buy them.
Right. But I haven't in a while. But the thing is also, I find the quality to be a lot better, you know, because you're not depending on the stream. It's right there. You know, it's hardwired.
Right.
So it's not wireless. And I think it looks a lot better. So for good movies, I might, you know, buy the movie or something. But and then I created a collection. And you know what I'm saying? Actually, it's pretty cool to have them here. I may not ever watch them in CD form again, but or DVD form, but they're still there. And the fun of going to the store and picking out a movie is amazing.
So you long for the days of Blockbuster.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
No, but I go do it at Best Buy. You can do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do that. I just go to Redbox and rent it for a night.
Right,
return it the next day.
But most people do, and I stream also. You know, I mean, I have Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu.
Yeah, but the thing is, they don't have the same movies that are on Redbox. Like, Bumblebee just came out, and that's not on Netflix. That's not on Hulu. And it's like, I want to see that shit.
No, but it's probably on Amazon where you can buy it.
Okay, yeah, for $5.99 or $1.25 at Redbox. I'm going to go with the $1.25, right?
Right.
That's true.
I'm like, come on now. Maybe two if I get HD.
Yeah.
Blu-ray.
So, yeah. So you don't even watch Blu-ray?
No, I do. I get the Blu-ray because my DVD player is a Blu-ray, so I can only get the Blu-ray version, actually.
Good.
But yeah.
Anyway, so we have about 10 minutes left, guys. Let's continue. So, let's just to summarize. We're joined by Zeke Zelker. And Ryan Walsh. And this is your film.
Zeke. Ryan Walsh. Sounds like you work at a bank.
Oh my god!
If you ever find me at a bank,
yeah. Your life didn't go as planned, right?
Yeah,
she already made you a pro athlete. In a
well, he does look like an athlete.
In the bank.
Come on. I'm just saying, if he walked into a restaurant, girls would be like, "Oh my god, girl, look to your left. I think there's a basketball player here." That's what happens out here.
Then walk so like
you take me to.
You see, look,
taking a restaurant.
Exactly. You know, you'll get attention.
Wait, you guys have been here for since Tuesday, and you have not been out.
We haven't eaten once.
You haven't gone out to eat once?
No, we've been fasting since we got here.
Yeah, right.
No, you haven't. What restaurants have you gone to?
None.
Like, that serious? You haven't eaten?
We haven't eaten.
You're just doing fast food?
No.
We're
we went to Akasha last night.
You went to what?
Akash in Culver City.
What's it called?
Akash?
What is that?
I think that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, thanks.
What is it?
Yeah, what's that?
It's a restaurant.
I don't know. I ate mushroom toast and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Are you vegans?
No.
Do you guys eat meat?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of great places here in LA, you know? Yeah.
Why'd you guys go all the way to Culver City?
Because one of the gentlemen that helped produce the film lives out there.
Oh, okay. So it was like kind of like a business, like, get together?
Yeah.
We're just not like, business. Yeah. We're, I don't know.
Oh, friends.
Is
strictly business.
Yeah. Yeah. We talk a lot of business, but it was just so
Zeke, we all know that making a film is not a one person thing.
Oh, hell no.
You've surrounded yourself with great people.
Yes.
Let's acknowledge some of them. Give shout outs.
Yeah. So obviously Ryan, Walsh, Reed Baum were my right and left hand men throughout this thing.
So what was the title for Ryan?
Producer.
Okay.
Produce stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
So what does a producer do?
Stuff.
Yeah.
I only put the movie together.
Yeah.
Not a big deal or anything.
Yeah, Stephanie Leone has been working with us, helping us promote and things. My wife, Matt Bloom, who's DP. I'm going to start forgetting people. Courtney Eady.
Scott Kovacs, another co-producer.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a lot of people.
Like some days we were up to like 50 people on crew.
Really?
But what ended up happening was in post production we ended up feeling that some of the stuff wasn't working, so like only three of us were there for that part.
Wow.
Oh damn.
Now let me ask you this, Zeke. How do you start something like that? It sounds pretty big. I mean, you've got a lot of people. Do you pay them all?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You do.
Ain't nobody working for free,
that's
honey.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Unless it's like an intern.
Well, some of the short films.
I'm sorry. We did have some interns. But at the same time, it's just a matter of they're only there for a short amount of time.
It's not like they're in for a long haul. They're doing like
short films, I mean, even the stars don't get any money.
Oh, well, because it's a short film. There's like no budget.
Right.
Yeah.
But you went all out on this one, right?
Oh, yeah.
And did you help with the financing and stuff? I don't mean he paid from his work.
and my mental instability.
I did not mean from your own wallet. I meant, did you raise money from other people?
Actually, Reed was one of the main players on raising money and stuff. I was more logistics and like keeping people like happy and stuff.
Yeah. sounds to me like bring the sandwiches and the coffee.
Yeah, like the jazz band. Yeah. Like, let's go. Right. Have a great day.
Yeah. That would be me on set as well.
Yeah.
So are we overstating your role in this?
No, not at all. I could not agree with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, no, the whole financing, like I generally did, you know, most of financing and everything else.
Oh, wow.
And we have very little outside equity. We sold the billboards in the content that actually helped drive cash flow early on for it.
Uh-huh.
So we were actually cash flow positive before we started shooting.
Well, that's good.
Which is very, like, it's just completely, like, not what's done in the industry.
Right.
And then the remaining of the budget, you know, basically came from my business.
Yeah. So. Now, how long did it take you to do the actual filming?
We shot the principal photography was over the course of 4.5 weeks, but then we did about, I think it was like 11 days of pickups throughout as the season changed and everything
That's
else.
That's not bad.
No. Mm-hmm. But then the web series, we shot it over 5 weeks. But the thing is, like, we built a huge billboard for this thing. Like, it was enough lumber to build a small house. When we pulled it down, we actually donated it all to Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, wow.
So they actually literally built a house with our billboard.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
So
when did you happen to put it?
What do you mean?
The billboard. You bought it. Oh, you built it?
We built it.
You built it. So where did you build it?
We built it off of in a sales lot of a car dealership in Allentown called Rothrock.
I see.
And stayed up there for close to a year. We green screened the billboard, so we were able to put ads in later. So when... as the film gets sold around the world, we can actually change out those billboards.
And that's how you make money, right? When it sells?
Yes.
When you sell the movie?
Yeah. Like product placement and stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, great idea, right? Yeah.
I want to sell my movie. I run a movie.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
It's called Single as Fuck.
With a Z? Is as with a Z?
It's like, no. It's like I put the asterisk. Yeah, you can't have a swear word as a title of a movie.
Because everybody's naming their books and movies that now.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to be single as fuck?
So I wrote it. Have you ever seen a movie, He's Just Not That Into You?
Yes.
I've seen it like 100 times. But I like how they do point of views from like 5 different people.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it based on a group of friends that live in Los Angeles, 4 girls and 1 guy. And the guy is like a fuck boy. He fucks like everything known to man, which is like one of my best guy friends. And then 1 lesbian, 1 black girl, 1 Spanish girl, and 1 dorky white girl. So I thought it was good, but it's like just sitting on my computer.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends how you present it.
I wrote it in 2 weeks.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at it since?
Yeah. I've read it like 4 times. I think it's good, but it's just, I didn't know how to like format it because I didn't use Celtics. I'm just like starting to learn about that. So I did it freehand. Okay. So everything is like tab, 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 tab.
No, that's important. It's really important to have it down because then you actually know how long it is. And I actually just spoke to a class about screenwriting and everything else. And formatting is paramount. Like I won't even look at a script if it's not.
That's what Lotus says. Right? She goes, I think it's good, but no one will even look at this because your format is trash. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
Maybe you can hire someone to do it for you, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have a meeting with an agent in 2 weeks and I'm going to ask if that's something they can help me with because I don't want to like do something. Like I know a producer. He like does a bunch of films with Mark Wahlberg and he's doing the new movie Dreamland that's coming out. And he read it and he said it was good. He's like, but your format is really terrible. But I mean, at least he would have told me if he thought it was trash.
Yeah. Well, no, look, if you have the story, that's the
important definitely
thing.
Not going to be like a theater movie, but I always wanted to have a Netflix movie, like the little loved ones that come out. That's my goal.
So you're a Hallmark girl?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you probably still be good at it because she's a great consumer of the stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's, you know, the right age and everything. She knows what's going
like,
on.
Like, I don't think I could write
culture.
An award winning movie, but I could definitely write for Hallmark or Netflix for sure.
Right.
Yeah, 110%.
Sounds good. Okay, well. There you go, you know. We give you a plug for your capabilities. Maybe some of the filmmakers listening to this or film fans will go, oh, yeah, you mean, what was it, Single as Fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, great title. Let's make that movie.
Oh, shit, that's right. I didn't even think of that. I shouldn't have put that out there. Oh, well.
No, I meant yours.
Okay.
They will make yours.
Yeah.
No, I mean, shit, you know. People can think about ideas. Until you implement it, it means nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because there's like a lot of people try and keep IP close to their chest because they think somebody's going to steal it.
Right.
And it's just like, I just think it's a bunch of horse shit.
Right.
Like, I've been sharing what we've been doing from like day one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, go ahead, try it.
Yeah.
You try and beat me to the punch. It's not going to happen.
Exactly.
You know?
You know, that's what people don't understand. They copy from you.
Right.
They steal from you. But eventually, if you're the original, if you know what the hell you're doing, nobody's going to catch up with you. You know?
Right. Yeah, and I feel like if you're writing from like your soul and your heart, no one can really repeat that. So they can probably tell a similar story. It's just not going to be the same one.
Right.
That's how I feel. But.
Yeah. Well, Zeke and Ryan... that's about it. Let's
thank you for having us.
Of course, let's summarize again where people can see it. If they're in LA, they can see it when.
It starts this evening at the Arena Cinema Lounge in Hollywood.
Okay.
6464 Sunset Boulevard.
Probably.
Yeah, and then they can go to billboardmovie.com.
Is it open or do they have to purchase tickets?
Purchase tickets, but it opens today.
Yeah.
And then they can find out more information about the film at billboardmovie.com.
Okay.
And if they want to check out our crazy radio station, that's WTYT960.com.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Then it's playing the whole week then until, I think, the 18th. It'll be playing at the Arena Cine Lounge.
Yeah.
You can check it out. I think a couple screenings a day. And also, my buddy just texted me and said that one of his buddies isn't coming, so I have an extra ticket and maybe two. So
I would have gone if I don't work, but I work till 9:30. You guys should have made it later.
We should come to the after party then over at the Hotel Cafe.
Where is that? West Hollywood?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, it is on
Cahuenga.
Cahuenga, is it? Yeah. It's
what time does that start?
It's going to start at Depot. Goes on at 10, I think,
at
right?
10.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, yeah, I work till 9:30.
And the Q&A is about what time?
That'll be...
after the film's over, right?
Yeah.
So about 9?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll take you up on it.
Yeah, awesome.
See. Please, maybe I'll come over.
Yeah, you should, because you never go out. We both never go out.
That's still that's
why you're single as fuck.
I never go out.
110%. My girlfriend said that to me yesterday. She goes, you're single because you don't go anywhere.
Exactly.
And also, I attract myself to douchebags.
Yes.
So. You have to go where the douchebags are not.
They're everywhere.
Okay. That's
exactly. And we try to tell her that, but she doesn't listen. She still goes there.
Yeah.
To all those holes in the wall, whatever you want to call
them. Well, I'm stuck on one guy right now. I need to get over that.
Yeah.
Because he's not texting me back.
Zeke, thank you so much for joining
us.
Ryan, thank you for accompanying him and joining us as well. You're both a lot of fun. We wish you all the success. Now, you're going to other cities too, right?
Yep.
Where are you going to be again?
Oh, gosh. We're booking in New York, Minneapolis.
North Carolina.
Winston-Salem.
That's cool.
DC, Pittsburgh, hopefully Cleveland. So we're just kind of like booking up. The crazy thing is we had a distributor and a by the name of Mark Ehrman, who was the president of Lionsgate and Think Film, and he passed away in January. So we kind of like we had everything in order, and then his passing kind of like
who took his place?
You're looking at him.
At Lionsgate?
No, we're self-distributing now because we were too far into it and we couldn't switch it out. So
that's awful.
So we're fighting this thing ourselves. So we need all the help we can get.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you've done a tremendous job on the things. I wish I'd asked you before about the website, but I'm gonna check it out now. Check out Billboard the movie.
Nope, Billboard Movie.
Billboardmovie.com and check it out. And that's it, Danny. Thank you. Are you
working
today?
I am.
You must be. You're looking beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. Not that you don't always.
I usually come in here with no makeup on, like a hot ass mess. Too early in the morning.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm not getting ready.
Take pictures, you know.
Yeah.
But so check everybody out, and we'll see you all on Monday. Have a good one.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.